That very naughty schoolboy lay panting over the knees of the schoolmistress. His body shuddered in aftershocks from the force of his orgasm, and he kept his eyes closed, delaying the return to reality for as long as he could. His afterglow didn't last long. The schoolmistress stood up abruptly, tumbling the boy to the floor where he lay helplessly, legs still weak and trembling from his uncontrolled spurting, his bottom still sore and red from his spanking. "Just look at the disgusting mess you've made, you filthy boy!" the schoolmistress shouts at him. "I really think there must be something seriously wrong with you. Stand up so I can look at you." The boy struggles to his feet, pulling up his pajama pants as he does so, and stands sheepishly in front of the mistress. He flinches as her arm shoots out, but she only places her hand on his forehead. "Yes," she says, "your forehead is quite hot. Your face is flushed. And you seem constantly to be in some state of arousal." The boy is quite speechless with indignation. Of course he's in a constant state of arousal. How can he be anything else around her? For once, though, he wisely decides to say nothing, and hangs his head in a manner he feels sure will go some way towards placating the angry schoolmistress, fighting the urge to mutter obscenities under his breath. "Yes," she says again, "I really think you should pay a visit to the new school nurse. Let her examine you and see what she thinks." The schoolmistress ignores for the moment the sticky mess on her smooth thighs and sits down to write a note which she thrusts into the boy's hand. "Here, take this to the nurse and I'll call her to tell her you're on your way, so no detours." The boy is in such a state of confusion that he merely takes the note, nods and plods off on quivering legs towards the nurse's office. The sight that greets him as he opens the office door is a little disconcerting. Perhaps he should have knocked first. His first view of the new school nurse is of her ample bottom. She's reaching across a desk, the navy blue dress hiked up, showing opaque black stockings and an expanse of smooth white thigh, and the lower edge of round buttocks. The boy coughs nervously, and the school nurse straightens up and turns around. "Ah, there you are," she says. "I've been expecting you. Strip." The schoolboy takes in the sight of the nurse in her rather tight uniform, breasts straining behind a white starched apron, pale blonde hair scraped back under a white cap, starched quite as savagely as the apron, and realizes he has no choice but to comply. He stands there, pale and shivering, as the nurse looks him over, from every angle. Only his insolent cock shows no sign of embarrassment, and betrays his appreciation of the nurse's womanly curves. As he waits for the next stage of the examination, he hears the door open behind him, and the unmistakable click of the schoolmistress's high heels. He feels the remaining blood in his face drain, and we know exactly where it goes, don't we? He groans inwardly, but whether in dread or in anticipation, or a combination of the two, even he doesn't know. "Oh, good," says the schoolmistress with undisguised glee. "You haven't started yet. I wouldn't want to miss anything. Please carry on as if I weren't here." Oh, yes, says the nurse. You haven't missed anything at all. I was just about to take his temperature. Now then, boy, bend over. The naughty schoolboy hears the snapping on of rubber gloves behind him, and, as he takes a deep, but rather shaky breath, the sound of the schoolmistress saying, "Ooh, that's a big one. I don't think I've ever seen a thermometer that big before." "Yes," says the nurse, "it's a rather special one I had custom made for just these cases. It will probe his prostate at the same time. I do think that's so important, don't you?" The schoolboy closed his eyes tightly as he heard the schoolmistress chuckle evilly. He, of course, knew exactly what that meant.